Running at Fever, episode 40. I'm so vain.
So I just did my workout. Well, I spoke an entire podcast without recording it. I'm going to try to summarize what I talked about today. We're doing a fashion report. So I am probably wearing today more spandex than I have. It's probably a new spandex record for me. Got compression socks on. I've got compression pants on. I've got a compression shirt on. Head to toe compression. Now, I'm not comfortable with wearing this as my only clothing, even though it's all really designed as outer clothing. I've heard that spandex is a privilege, not a right. I feel pretty much along the same lines. You're probably not as vain as I am, and so you would probably say, let it all hang out. But I'm not going to do that. It's getting warmer. I think it was in the 47 degrees on my way back today. So pretty good. It's 3 in the afternoon. So 47 degrees, not too bad. It's a beautiful blue sky day, slight breeze. Really nice day to be out. Cool. Perfect day for getting your exercise. That was the weather department. Medical department, this is more like just health. So it's about my weight loss. As of this morning, 49 pounds, probably 50 pounds by now. This week will probably be between 6 and 10 pounds lost for me, which is more than the last couple weeks. Okay with that, I really felt like I needed to move forward a little bit more this week. I am trying to eat at a more reasonable level. And I've been experimenting with what should be or what could be a good maintenance level diet for myself. I usually do some of that experimentation since I weigh in on Thursday, so I don't have to worry about that if I make a mistake. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. Actually, this week on Monday, the last podcast, I told you I was having dinner with a friend and his fiance, and we had spaghetti. There was garlic bread. I did not have any garlic bread. I had spaghetti. It was beef. And I'm not sure how many calories that is. Probably about a quarter pound of beef for me. And we even had dessert. We had apple pie and ice cream, which is one of my favorite desserts. And that means I still have ice cream in my freezer, which I may have a little bit of this weekend. I am working on it, but I'm still a little bit concerned. If you're supposed to only lose about, a pound or half a pound a week, something like that, 2 to 4 pounds a month, it's really difficult because my weight can fluctuate a pound or even a few pounds in a day. So how do you know you're on track unless you stay a little bit ahead of the curve? You can't stay 1 pound ahead of the curve because tomorrow you can be 1 pound, another pound higher, 2 pounds higher. It's a little bit difficult, but I got to take a long-term view at this, really do, because there are health implications to losing weight too fast. There are appearance indications, sometimes that skin does not return to where it's supposed to be if you lose weight too fast. As vain as I am, I don't really want that to happen either, but I'm going on Monday to meet with a person, I guess is the coordinator of the MOVE program, which is a Veterans Administration weight loss program. I think it's a dietitian. I really don't know. I'm meeting with someone. And I should get some guidance there, hopefully, on what I can do and what's realistic and healthy for me to do in order to stay on this path and continue. My guess is they're going to tell me some things I don't want to hear, like you need to eat a lot more, slow down your weight loss. I'm exercising. I'm eating. Most of the time, I'm eating fairly well, I think. Definitely getting, I think, the protein that I need. There's some things I want to investigate. Diet department, let's just go into that diet department. I did have spaghetti on Monday and didn't have much of anything else the rest of the day because I was concerned about that. It was Monday, a little outside of the range of experimentation. I really need to have a kind of a moderate day there. And I think that's okay. I mean, I think once in a while, as long as it's not every day. Every day, one meal a day is not healthy, I don't think. Tried the 6 meal a day thing on Saturday and did a little more on Sunday, maybe, I think, 4 or 5 meals on Sunday. It was okay. I probably need to just adjust it a little bit. One of the things, I've been kind of craving meat, and I found out that there's a low-calorie jerky. Low calorie is kind of a relative term. It's like 100, well, I think they have one at Walmart that's turkey jerky, and it's 80 calories an ounce, something about like that. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to see if I can get some turkey jerky and see if it tastes good. If it tastes good, then I might put it on my list, because that could be one of my 6 meals. And so I wouldn't have to have yogurt. I would have this also. It's all about trying to find some choices, things that are good, things that I enjoy eating. Not all sweet stuff, like the shakes are all sweet. Yogurt is pretty much sweet, most of the flavors that you get. I did get some Greek yogurt, and I also got today, I'm going to spend a lot of money. I got a blender in the mail today. I haven't even opened it up yet. That is supposed to be, I've got some recipes for some healthy smoothies and things like that that I can have as a 6th meal or dessert, basically, later in the day after supper. Medical department, I have been having some soreness and pain in my right shoulder, so I've suspended my strength training program for the time being. It wasn't due to the strength training, I'm pretty sure, because it really started before I started doing that. And I think the culprit is my mouse. At home I have an antique chair. At work I'm fine. At home I have an antique chair and a cheap folding table that I use as a desk. And I wasn't using for years, I've been using just this laptop without a mouse, without a keyboard, without even a monitor. Now I have a mouse, which is easier to use, but my chair just isn't high enough, so I wind up having my arm just kind of suspended in midair, moving the mouse around, and I think that's what's really causing the problem. I've been doing a lot of audio and video work, and that requires a lot of mouse work. Can't always use the keyboard on those programs because it's not a straightforward thing. There are curves and things like that, and pictures and movies that you have to use a mouse for. Plus, I don't really know all the shortcuts, so I need to learn some of them. But I've got to find a more ergonomic way, and I've been thinking about using my left hand. I used to do that. I used to have, back in my really geeky days, I had 2 computers, and I would use my left hand to mouse on one of them and my right hand on the other one. And it's possible. I don't know if it's possible to do some of the creative work that I do like that, because my left hand is not as proficient. But that will also help my brain, at least. I think that doing things differently helps your brain, exercises your brain muscle. So I did go out and do a half-mile walk today, and I found out that, so I looked up a little bit about this. I've always, you hear the 10,000 step thing, and here's the thing about anything that's absolute or always or never or everybody or everything, you got to be suspicious about any statement like that. And of course, I'm trained in philosophy and logic and those kind of statements. You really break them down, but never, always, those are statements you're always suspicious of. And the articles that I read today basically confirm that 10,000 steps a day is not always the best amount of exercise for everybody all the time. In other words, that one person who weighs a certain amount or may have be recovering from an injury, maybe 10,000 steps is too much. Maybe they're really heavy and 10,000 steps is too much. I don't know. There are all kinds of variables in here. So the recommendation is not to just like really ramp up fast on your step count. One of the articles said, I found this hard to believe, but 10,000 steps for most people, they said, is 5 miles, which kind of blows my mind, because I went out and walked 0.5 mile on the course on Monday, and I had 12,000 steps total, which means I walked 4.5 miles somewhere else. I don't know if that's exactly true of me, but I would think that I have at least an average stride, or maybe even more than that. I think I'm probably above average on that, but I don't know. I really don't know. I've been doing a lot of walking at work, like I've said, when my watch tells me to get up, it's been 50 minutes. So every hour I get up and walk around the inside of the building. And I found out that, just did a calculation. Of course, I know that's dangerous with me. God knows what I'm going to come up with. I figured that an inside lap of my building is approximately 220 steps. So if I do that three times, like I usually do, 660 steps, seven times I do that. I do it after every hour at work. And today I actually did another lap right before I left because it had been 50 minutes and I wasn't quite finished yet. So I did a lap and then finished my work and left and did my workout. So that's 5,400 steps right there. Over 5,000 steps before I even leave work. I can go do my workout and get, I'm not sure how many steps, but if it's half a mile, then you know, maybe that's 1,000 steps. I don't know. I'm going to keep doing half a mile a day. This week, I just want to get 3 workouts in. So I'm going to do half a mile 3 times this week. Next week, 3 times half a mile. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or at least 3 times during the week, I'm going to do half a mile. Once I'm done that, I think I can start extending my range a little bit. Start stretching out a little bit. I was really amazed when Tom told me he walked 10 miles. And he did it in an hour and a half. I mean, wow. But that's him. That's not me. That's not me. I got my own pace. I don't have to worry about competing with anyone else or just really running a race. I'm not running a race. I'm just trying to live as long as I can so I can do the things that I want to do and the things that I think I should do in this life. I really am optimistic. I really believe that I can continue this weight loss program until I'm at the right weight. I believe I can build my strength to where it's supposed to be. And so I have a good muscle fat balance, whatever my body composition is supposed to be. And I believe I can continue this exercise program and maintain it over the long term. That's what I'm looking to do. I'm positive. I'm optimistic. I hope you are too. And so, in other words, I got a fever. I've still got the fever. I hope you do too. And I'll talk to you next time.
This is the Padua Podcast Network, PaduaMedia.com.